the newest season of The Boys, season 4. This is episode 2, and they're at TruthCon. So it's like a Comic-Con, but for truth seekers. And look how much truth is in this, which is a form of revelation of the method. It says, Starlight in the Hollywood pedophile cabal. Now listen to what they say, guys. They're making fun of us here.
Hey, everybody. So our next speaker is not only a true visionary, she's also my close friend. So please join me in welcoming author, filmmaker, political activist, commentator, and a leading voice of the alt suit movement on YouTube, Firecracker.
I ain't gonna sugarcoat this.
We got ourselves a national crisis.
Homelander himself said Starlight traffics kids.
And her Starlighters just murdered 3 of our brothers yesterday to cover it up. They're killing us. Wake up!
Over the next 2 hours, I will prove that Starlight works with Oprah and Tom Hanks to set up a satanic home delivery service. An order of a hot dog gets you a boy, a taco, a girl, a combo gets you a child they forced to have trans surgery, and a soda gets you a shot of adrenochrome. We all know.
Now, the hot dog thing is real. If you look in the, up the FBI's code words for pedophilia, hot dogs is little boys, and Obama ordered like $60,000 worth of hot dogs to one of his little parties, which, you know, who could eat $60,000 worth of hot dogs? They ain't talking about food here.
The Oprah has been under house arrest ever since she sat down with Harry and that monarchy fucker Meghan Markle.
For those who say that the evidence against Tom Hanks is less clear-cut, well, that's because the brave whistleblower who was gonna blow Forrest Gump's pedo ring wide open fell off a bridge before he got the chance.
Frenchie.
Yeah, his name was Isaac Cappy, and so, if you go look at Tom Hanks' Instagram, it's so bizarre. He takes pictures of little kids' shoes, pacifiers, like weird shit, man. And Isaac Cappy came out and blew the whistle on all of them, said they were part of this pedophilia cult. And next thing you know, he commits suicide jumping off a bridge. And it was connected to some post Tom talked about with an RV connection to Tom Hanks' post, and then he kills himself across the street from like this RV dealer, jumps off the bridge. It was all crazy, the whole thing. But if you go back and watch that video of Isaac Cappy, it looks fake, guys. Like, they edited him in on that bridge. Look at his legs. They're super skinny. So what they're doing here is taking some real stuff, and this was a lot of stuff connected to the whole Q thing. Now, Q, unfortunately, is a psyop. It was a quantum computer named Tyler to track, trace, and tag us, but it was talking about, it took real things that were happening, and what it did is it would take them events and then attach a little lie to it, like, it would say that there was these military tribunals going on and everybody was getting put to death. All that was a lie. But they are really hurting kids. That's the true part of it. You know, these people are really pedophiles. But there was no white hats. No one was helping kids. There was no perp walk. There was no military tribunals. That's the whole lie part of it. Unfortunately, Trump and Joe Biden are both Jesuit-educated 33rd degree Masons. I mean, neither one of them are good, guys. But, you know, that's for freshly red-pilled people. They can trick a lot of people that think they're truth seekers, but they're freshly red-pilled. They don't understand how all this really works, right? That Democrat and Republican are two wings of the same bird. It's the Pillars of Solomon. Pillars of Solomon, Jacob and Boaz. And that's the red and blue. The blue represents the Holy Mother, the sacred feminine, Isis, the Queen of Heaven, the moon. Then the red represents the sun, the father, Ra, that male energy, right? So that's what people get mixed up. They think, oh, these Democrats and Republicans are on two different teams. No, they're working for the same people, right? They're working for the same people. And then above them, you got the secret societies that work for the Catholic Church, the Jesuits, the military branch of the Catholic Church, which is the resurrected Roman Empire. They're running it for the papal bloodlines, like the Orsini family, families most people never heard of, that can take their lineage all the way back to Mesopotamia and Sumeria, to the Anunnaki, which, if you look at it, at the biblical connection, it is the bloodline of Cain, right? But this is the new one, guys. It's the new season 4 just came out of The Boys. Check that out. So much truth in it, man. It blew my mind. I had to share that with you guys. And guys, check this out. So Firecracker was the girl's name that went on stage, right? In The Boys, which equals 97. Now, today is June 14th of 2024, which is Trump's birthday, all right? And his birthday is 614. He was born during a blood moon over Jerusalem, and his birthday is connected to the string of Pi, where we find 97 tied to his birthday. I'm going to show you my AI GPT model that I built. So, like, I wrote this blog over on my Grammarly, right? And then I said, turn this into a social media post showing how Trump's birthday is connected to the string of Pi. Keep all my gematria equations exactly what they are. Make the numbers stand out. Have them dark or black. Okay, so I wrote the whole breakdown, and then I fed it to my AI, and this is what it did. How Trump's birthday is connected to the string of Pi. Today is Trump's birthday. He was born on 6/14 of 1946. And his birthday is connected to Pi, starting at the 94th decimal place. So the 97th decimal right here is where it starts, right? We started at the 94th decimal, just to give you some context. But his number 614, we find starting at the 97th, right? And then it ends at the 99th. So it starts at the 97th. That's a very important number. In Latin gematria, mega agenda is 97. Dem agenda is 97. Remember, Donald Trump was a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, guys. We know. Then he became a Republican as he was going for the presidency, right? And look, out of Donald Trump and Biden, guys, don't get me wrong. I definitely like Trump way better. He's funnier. But I'm not delusional. They're both controlled. For people that say that, they're freshly red-pilled, so they think Trump's coming to save them. They have no idea what's really going on in this world. So Dead Idol is 97 too, guys. Matching mega agenda, dem agenda, dead idol. And what did they always connect to Donald Trump's movement and the whole Q movement? JFK, right? JFK is still alive. JFK is still alive. Well, JFK was killed in a King Kill 33 ritual. They showed us the death of Donald Trump in The Simpsons, which is a form of revelation of the method, truth in plain sight, predictive programming. So now if they kill him on the world stage in a King Kill 33 ritual, imagine all the people that worship him as a false idol, this dead idol. They would flip out. If they did that, I used to think maybe they'll do it with Joe Biden, But nobody cares about Joe Biden. So it will work more with Trump. Now, remember I said Trump was born 614 of 1946 during a blood moon over Jerusalem? Guess what else was going on? This was exactly 313 days after the Babylon workings, right? Or 3 months, my apologies, 3 months and 13 days after the Babylon workings, because the Babylon workings started on March 1st. So they were taking place for 2 weeks. So they were happening on March 13th, too, guys, 313. And then 3 months and 13 days later, Donald Trump's born. The Babylon workings was Jack Parsons opening up an interdimensional gateway, birthing a moon child in the astral plane that would exist here in the physical and the astral. And then Trump's born 313 days later. I'm not saying he is that moon child, but I think his birth was connected to that ritual and the coming of this moon child. And 313 is such an important number, guys. Remember, the new pope, George Mario Bergoglio, the first Jesuit pope. Well, he came in on March 13th of 2013, 313. Then when Obama got COVID, he got crowned by the serpent on March 13th of 2020, 313. And when the whole COVID was going on, Trump in 2020, on March 13th of 2020, Donald Trump handed power to FEMA, which they still have the power right now, right? Remember when he did that, guys? That was on 313. So, yeah, you know, there's definitely a connection to the number 313, but there's also a connection here with the string of pi and the 97 connection. I would highly look into that because you know, it's tied to the mega agenda and everything, but it's also connected to the new series of Boys, season 4, episode 2. The girl that came up on the stage, her right there, that's Firecracker. And that's how that scene starts, right? With her coming onto the stage. They even make sure you know her name and stuff. He goes back there to talk to her. She says, Flat Earth's coming on next. Look, there's a bunch of clones. Look at this, guys. A bunch of clones up here. Look at all the clones. So you got the cloning predictive programming there. And then when he goes to talk to her.
Sweater. Sweater. Am I too shiny?
You're good. You're perfect.
Beth's gonna move on the flat earthers. Get the space at 4:30.
Okay. Flat earthers get the space at 4:30. See what I'm saying? Which 43, there's a huge connection to Trump too. I'm not even gonna go down that rabbit hole, but that ties into Gematria. So yeah, it's very interesting that she comes on there. She's talking about all these agendas that were heavily tied to QAnon, heavily tied to Trump. And again, like I told you guys, all that stuff is real. The only part that's the psyop of it is there being white hats and them saving the kids. Trust me, I wish that was the case. That would be so awesome. But it just is not the case. And we see Firecracker with that 97 decimal. Firecracker's also 34, like tethered 34, and all the technology being tethered to the Archons. I did a breakdown of tethered the other day with the new live I just did on my YouTube, guys, with my dad. So check that out, because there's a huge thing in that 34 cipher too that would pretty much blow your mind. But yeah, Firecracker 97, and most people wouldn't have known what that was for, you know, but I knew because I was already doing a blog on Trump's birthday. So as I was watching that and I seen that equal 97, I'm like, wait a second, damn, that's what a coincidence, because that's what I'm working on today. tied to this dude's birthday. So, you know, just letting you see a little bit how the magic works. How I, you see, I wrote the blog out here. Then I fed it like this. I'll show you guys. So I created a lot of these GP models myself. You can't really see them because they're over here. And the screen's not going far enough over that way. But here, I'll be able to. Let's do this one. Academic Carly. Okay, this is one I built. And I'll drop that in there. Boom. So I write this on my Grammarly. Then you can feed it to the AI. And the AI will rewrite it, making it easier to understand. Because sometimes, you know, it's hard to get your point across and you make errors. So then I use it as a tool, kind of like a writing tool. I'm doing all the writing on my own. But then I feed it in here before I give it to my people. So it's easier to understand it. I just read it, make sure it's everything exactly like I want it to be. And yeah, this one's pretty, a lot shorter than the other one, right? So I'll probably actually use this one over the other one. It gets right to it because it left out all the bottom part. That 313 part. So if I wanted it to do it again, I would just go like this. If I wasn't satisfied with that. See, it starts at the 97th decimal of pi, ends at the 99th, starts at the 97th. 313 Pope Francis becomes first Jesuit Pope. 313 Barack Obama caught COVID. 313 Trump handed power to FEMA. See, I like this one better. Trump's birthday was during a blood moon over Jerusalem, 313 days after Jack Parsons' Babylon working ritual to create a moon child. That one's perfect right there. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Check out the new episode. There's so many amazing little Easter eggs hidden in these three episodes, guys. It'll blow your mind. Truthful, out.